All right, here we go, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday. We've got Gail, we've got Scott and Dennis all in the studio today talking about the Red River Valley Motorcyclists Spirit of America Car and Bike Show 2024. We'll talk with these three gentlemen right after this. The show, by the way, brought to you by the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org. All right, and we are back. And if you have any questions or comments for Gail, Scott, or Dennis, our phone number, 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. Feel free to text or call, all right? We can see all your texts coming up here on the monitor behind us. Before we get going, let's do it, our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. What's the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? What is the most dangerous part of a motorcycle? Well, that'd be the nut that connects the seat to the handlebars. Everybody's agreeing with me, I do believe. Let's start first off to my left. Gail, how are you?
Pretty good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Well, I'm retired now, John. I sold tires for many years in this community. I was in advertising, both ag and so on. I've covered this whole part of the valley for 30 years.
Okay, because all of you guys look familiar for some reason, and I don't know why, but that, maybe we'll figure it out as we get going. Scott, across from me, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, the same thing. I'm retired. I was president of Trans Systems. I was out in Montana for 20 years, moved back here 2 years now, and love it.
Okay.
So,
How'd you like Montana?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
You're not a big city guy, I can tell.
No.
And I agree with you. All right. And Dennis, to my right, how are you, man?
Well, I'm also retired. And I retired from UND Aerospace.
Oh, okay.
I run the line maintenance shop out there.
Oh, no kidding.
A number of years.
Wow. Maybe that's why I know you, too. Oh, you know any Kenvilles?
Kenville, yes.
Yeah, I went to school with her brother, Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've known them for a long time. They're from my hometown, actually. Okay, why we are here is, and this is such a long title, the Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Car and Bike Show 2024. There we go. That is a mouthful. Now, when we talk about the Red River Valley Motorcyclists, who wants to answer this? What are you? What is this group?
Well, we're all volunteers. We're here to raise money for charity, and you can see the amount of charities we have listed. But, we want to show these bikes and cars off to our constituents, friends and neighbors around the valley here.
Now, how long has this group been around?
1993.
Wow. And, it's funny because 1993, you think of that, at least I do, is like being 5 years ago. And it's not 5 years ago. Now, you raise money for charities, and you said there is a list. Do you have a list of some of the charities that you guys do raise the money for?
Yes, Honor Flight is the main one, and Journey Home is another one, and Veterans Memorial Wall, we donate to that, and the Red River Valley Action Community Action, and of course, there's quite a few other charities that sell tickets for us. That if they sell a book of tickets, which is $500, we give them $100.
So nice for their charity.
Yep, they're a partnership with us. So exactly, we've given away quite a bit last year to those individual charities.
Okay, now are you guys hot rod motorcycle owners, or just you want to do it for the charities?
I started out volunteering just parking cars, and then I ended up helping a little more every year.
Okay, and then how about you?
Car and bike.
Okay,
and
tell me about your cars and bikes.
I've got a 56 Chevy 210.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And then a 19 a CVO road glide.
Okay, wow. Okay, and how did you get involved with this?
Well, I rode motorcycles and scooters all my life, and I used to work on motorcycles out at Valley Honda.
Oh, okay.
And I own a 2014 Ultra Harley Davidson.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nice. Nice. Now, when we talk about the Red River Valley motorcyclists, this used to, I remember when it was a bike show. Now there's cars, and how did all of that kind of get merged into one big show, or did you finally just think it only makes sense?
Well, the conversation started, I talked to Tim Gowan. He's one of the original people involved. Talked to him, and he said they were sitting around at the men's show, and that was the year that there wasn't going to be a car show in Grand Forks, so they decided, rather than stay in the ballroom, why don't we put it together with cars and bikes and move into the big show?
Yeah.
And that first big show was in 2021.
Wow. Now, when it comes to motorcycles and it comes to cars, okay, you can go to a car show, you can go to a bike show. Now that you've got each, are there numbers you're shooting for? I mean, would you like to have 50 bikes, 50 cars, or are there numbers that you really want to hit, or what have you been averaging?
We shoot for 100 each.
100 each.
Yep, and we've been close throughout the years, you know, maybe just shy of 100 of bikes and cars, but no, it's we have a really good turnout.
Wow. You guys got any idea how much money you've raised for charities over the years?
$850,000.
$850,000.
Since 2001. So, '93, we started out as raising money for a bait education for motorcycle riding.
Uh-huh.
And then in 2001, when it changed into a 501c3, and that's when we started raising quite a bit more money for these charities.
You know, when you guys talk about how you move now to the big house, the big show, has the expansion to the Alaris, has that been a good thing, or was it a little almost overwhelming at first? You know, it's like, I kind of compare it to it for the state hockey tournaments. You have them at Shields Arena in Fargo, or you have it at the Ralph, and you could have 5,000-6,000 people at the Ralph, and it seems like it's empty. Was it that way at the Alaris at first? Because when you look at the pictures that we had in the background for the commercial, the whole floor is pretty much full.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's grown with time. You know, we had 97 cars there last year, I believe, and 60 or just about 70 bikes. And then you get the vendors around the exterior. It's a big place, but it fills up fast.
Yeah. If I got my American Centennial Edition Honda 1100 Shadow with the white wall tires and everything, if I wanted to put that thing in the show, what's it going to cost me?
$40.
$40. What about for a car?
$40.
That's it?
Yes.
That is not bad at all. Have you found, I think motorcycle, when it comes to old school bikes, I think more people are fixing them up. I think it's less with cars and hot rods, and I think a lot of that had to do with, the price of steel a few years back when everybody was hauling everything to the crushing yard. And is it harder, do you think, now for people, and maybe just people have changed, but are we seeing as many hot rod builds as we used to?
I think there's a new generation coming up.
Yeah.
There is a generation there that's kind of a gap, but I think your boomers, you know, that those guys are building cars. They have the available money to do it. But then there's another generation coming that we're going to see a different type of car they're building.
Yeah, the cars that I used to drive like 5 years ago are going to be considered classic cars. How do you judge the car and the bikes? What do you judge them on?
There's we have a group of judges for both the car and bike, and as a criteria, I don't have, I guess, the list in front of me, but there's quite a few different, you know, of course, judges' choice, and then we have people vote on cars and bikes, and so we have those as well, prizes. But we give out about, last year I think it was 17,000 in prizes.
Wow.
But there's a list of criteria and judges, and they... so everybody has a chance of winning some type of prize.
Yeah, yeah. What year was the first bike show before it got into the cars and the bikes and everything?
1993. It was actually started as with a bait as a safety training.
Oh, okay.
And for the first 7-8 years, all the money went to that for the training. They bought smaller bikes for people to learn on and do the training on, and that's where the majority of the charity went to.
Okay. Now, you guys had mentioned the Honor Flight. I'm going off a script here, but Don Roberts, is he still the guy that's in charge of a lot of that stuff?
He pretty much is.
Okay. Like I said, when I was talking to you guys beforehand, I'm the announcer at the racetrack here in Grand Forks, and Don's set up there pretty much every single Friday night. What a great guy. He's actually been here on the show a couple of times. I tell you what, I got a lot more to talk about, but Gail, Scott, and Dennis are all here from the Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Car and Bike Show 2024. I want to take just a little bit of a break, but we've got more. But right now, let's hear from the Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. If you've got an event coming up or maybe just want to treat your employees, check out Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. This is no run-of-the-mill deli either. They're a company of passionate people who work together to create craveable food and memorable service that you will not forget. The breakfasts are incredible and served all day. Box lunches and dinners, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. And even last-minute events, Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli uses only the freshest ingredients with chef-inspired, bold, adventurous flavors where everything is made to order. Contact them at SmilingMooseDeli.com or call 701-757-DELI or stop in at 623 South Washington with the details and let them do the rest, where they'll be sure to decide the perfect menu tailored to your needs. Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. We don't just cater your event, we cater to you. All right, here we go. Gail, Scott, and Dennis all here, and I hope you guys don't mind. I'm shortening it to the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, because that's a lot of mouthful of things to say. You guys have been doing this for a while now. Is there a way, and you know, weather around here, we live in the tundra. You don't know if it's going to be 60 degrees and sunny like it was 3 weeks ago, or the next day 30 degrees and a blizzard. But do you have any idea, or do you have a gauge or a guesstimate of how many people will show? Or do you have numbers from years past?
I think I don't have any numbers in front of me, but I think we were in the 3,000 to 4,000.
Yeah, 3,000 is a good number.
But with a $10 entry fee to get in, and veterans are free, how can you take a family out any cheaper?
Sure. It's like when they say the Ralph Engelstad Arena is sold out, but you can look and you can see 600 empty seats. The tickets were sold. Maybe something happened and they couldn't make it there. Now, we haven't even, I don't even know if we've mentioned a date. Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 7. You're going to have live music. So it's Saturday and Sunday that week, but you've got live music coming up in right. these things too. And do you know who the bands are going to be, or who it is? Or
off the top of my head, I can't remember the name.
Okay.
Hayden's got them hired. That we do have live music both days, and the awards will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We ought to mention that we set up on Friday, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning till 8:30 that night.
Mm-hmm.
So the bike and car people, we need your entries in. We want them sooner the better. Something hasn't been mentioned. Anybody over 150 miles away gets a free entry.
Oh wow!
For their car.
Wow.
You know, so we're looking at some Manitoba people, Saskatchewan,
yeah.
Minnesota, South Dakota we've had before.
Mm-hmm. The Canadians, they do a great job of coming down here with some of their hot rods and their cars. I've got to meet a lot of these people over the years. One thing that caught my mind, I'm a beer guy. Beer Gardens going to be there?
Yes, there is.
Oh, boy. Now for sure I'm going to have to go probably both days.
So we also have, just to mention, we've got one car registered already from Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Coming all the way up from Missouri. Yep. And, you know, realistically, by that time, fingers crossed, there shouldn't be any snow on the ground.
Right.
Yeah. Last year, I think we maybe did have some snow on the ground still at that time. Well, we probably still had snow on the ground in June last year, for Pete's sakes. Now, you have got over $100,000 in raffle prizes. You buy the tickets, but somebody talk about what they are, because I know you have got, well, when you talk about over $100,000, you got some pretty nice stuff. What's going to be raffled off?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. We got a, like you said, we got a Harley Davidson Road Glide Special 2024. We have a Polaris North Star Edition Ranger with trailer. And we have a electric golf cart, 2024 electric golf cart.
Wow.
Yep. And then we have a bunch of guns. I think there's 13 guns.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got an AR-15.
Oh, boy.
We also have a 16-foot enclosed trailer. We got an electric bicycle.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. Green Mountain Pellet Grill.
Yeah?
A half of Angus beef, local.
Oh, boy.
Cut and wrapped from Castleton, North Dakota.
Yeah, yeah.
And a three-day fishing trip up at Buffalo Bay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And how much does a raffle ticket go for?
$50.
Okay. And are there a lot of people selling these raffle tickets? And how many are being sold?
Trying to sell 5,000.
Okay. 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 And again, folks, you got to remember what these charities are. They're going to benefit the Northern Valley Law Enforcement, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Red River Valley Community Action. All great, great causes, especially right now. You know, we've heard and I've done a lot of stuff. In fact, one of my dogs right now is from Journey Home. I've also rescued a lot of animals from Circle of Friends. And right now with what's going on there, Journey Home and Circle, they could all use your help. But this is great. How do you guys pick your charities?
Well, I think We have our mainstays from year to year. Back in, you know, the beginning, Abate was a big one. One that hasn't been mentioned is probably the veterans as far as Legion. They've always been a mainstay.
Yep.
All the years. You know, they do a lot for the veterans and promote things along the way. So that's one that's... but. You know, I think the charities, you know, there's smaller ones. We don't always mention them, but, you know, there's some out there. They kind of search us out.
Oh, sure they do.
They know yeah. We raise a lot of money.
And, you know, the funny thing is, and I've said this before, when it comes to Abate, when it comes to motorcycle clubs, they're not biker gangs. When you look at numbers, if you were to look at charitable numbers, motorcycle clubs raise a lot of money for a lot of charities, and they do it all the time. There's already posters on the bulletin board here in the Grand Cities Mall about a ride that's coming up later on this summer, but it's a charity ride, and they all are. But a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you see, okay, there goes 30 bikes by my house on the highway, and they're all wearing matching vests and all that, biker gangs. They're probably on their way to raise a buttload of money for a charity that really needs it. And that's kind of what you guys all just live on doing.
We do. And I just want to mention, you don't have to have a bike that belongs to this organization.
Okay.
Yep. We have a lot of people that do not own a bike and they belong to this organization. And but the main thing we do is again is to raise money for these charities.
Mm-hmm. What is going on, I believe, on Sunday? You're going to have the VFW Color Guard presentation at 3:00. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Color Guard will come in. They'll do a presentation. And then I believe right after the presentation is when we start giving stuff away.
Okay, okay. And is that when you'll do the drawings, the door prizes, or the winners, or all of it?
Pretty much all of it.
Pretty much all of it. Okay, okay. Okay, so now dates, folks, if you didn't get this. Saturday the 13th of April. The show goes from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., live music from 1 to 6:30. Of course, the beer garden opens at 10, goes until 6:30. Sunday, the show is from 10 to 4. You got to close the door a little earlier on Sundays. Live music from 1 to 3, the VFW Color Guard presentation at 3:00. Award ceremony follows, and the beer garden's open from 10 to 4. Again, admission only $10. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. And as always, veterans are always free on this, aren't they?
Correct.
Well, now my wife's going to have to go with me, too. How about that? What did I miss out on here?
Well, you know, I guess our big push today is for these guys to dust off their bikes and their classic cars. We're looking for entries. We've had such a nice winter. I've seen some bikes out already a couple weeks ago before we got this last snow.
Yeah.
I've seen some classic cars out on the streets already. $40 is a pretty cheap entry, and it's a good way to start spring off and get things going.
And, you know, I was involved, going back to the old Prime Steel car show days, I did those for radio coverage for many, many years. And one cool thing about these car bike shows is it's a great way to meet new friends, too. I'll run into people that's like from Gimli, Manitoba. You know, they love to come down for these shows, but what a great way to hang out, have a couple of beers, and look at some really cool stuff, too, and raise money for charities.
Something else we haven't mentioned, it's a family event. We have a bike giveaway, so kids can sign up, girls and boys bikes. We give away bikes, quite a few bikes. It's a family affair. The kids can come in, and they'll sign up for their bike. You know, either a girl's or boy's bike, and that's a big draw. These kids really get going in, getting their first bike, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Are vendors allowed at this show?
Yes, they are.
And vendors are always fun to watch, too. Again, I want to give a shout-out to some of your sponsors, because there's a bunch of them, and we all know how important these sponsors are. You got Rydell Chevrolet, The Bun, Christian Cars Online, DAV, Valley Petroleum, Leisureland RV, Visit Greater Grand Forks, America Crystal Sugar Company, Finley Motors, Lunset Plumbing and Heating, Benco, Lifestyle Storage, Trans Systems, Stutzman's Off-Road, Simonson Station Stores, Budweiser. And again, you've been listening to the charities that this is all helping. And also, one thing I did not give are phone numbers or a website. Listen to these names and numbers, all right? Or you can always just rewatch the show. But Scott is at 406-899-5247, Lanny at 218-779-5530, or Tim at 701-739-1605, or you can go to rrvmnd.org. Of course, you got the three W's in there, so get a hold of Scott, Lanny, or Tim, or go to rrvmnd.org for more information on the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, or to get your tickets. Get your tickets. Do you have a lot of people already signing up? I know you said we need more, but how's it looking so far?
We've had some pretty good activity this last week. This happens. People wait till about a month before, a month and a half,
yep.
But the activity's picked up pretty good.
Yeah, and now with this week, I don't know if it's snowing out there now. I know we're supposed to get some, but by next week, we're going to be back in the 50s again and sunny, and people's mind around here changes with the weather. I mean, that's just, you might be all gung-ho to get that bike going, and then it gets snowing crappy for a couple of days, and you're like, screw it. Well, then you wish you would have done it the week later when it's back up again, but that is life in the tundra. Now, you guys are coming back a few days before the show. Is it going to be you three coming back again?
Probably.
Yep.
Probably?
Yep.
All right. I'm looking forward to this. Now, is there anything I missed out on?
Well, entering your bike or car into the show and buying a ticket, it's your way that you can, a lot of individuals can be part of this, giving to these charities.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. And again, the show, you get to show off your car, you get to show off a bike, and you're supporting a really good cause.
Yeah.
Last year we gave over $90,000
wow.
to these charities.
And you know, a lot of these, you might be on the fence about getting a bike or getting and building a custom car. A lot of the times are a classic. All you got to do is go to one of these shows, and that's usually the kick in the butt that you need. Leave your wife at home, but that's usually the
bring
kick.
The checkbook.
Yep, that's usually the kick in the butt you need. You guys, I know you do a lot of charitable stuff. Is this kind of the way you guys are all wired? Or are you just really into the bikes and the cars?
Well, I guess my wife and I are into charities. We're retired. We have the extra time to do some of this stuff now.
Sure.
And with the bunch of guys that we have that with this Red River Valley Motorcycle, it's just a great camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet so many new people. My wife and I met a couple, three families from Canada last year that brought bikes down. This year they're bringing cars down.
Wow, yeah.
You know, so, and Christmas card lists change.
Oh, sure they do. Yeah.
You know, so it's one of them things where You're only a stranger once.
Mm-hmm. My dad was a hot rod builder. I got first cousins and uncles that were all that still do hot rods and motorcycles. So I grew up wet sanding cars in my dad's shop when I was about 5 years old. And things have changed a lot since then.
But you're right. We're wired, and there's a lot of people behind us mm-hmm. that are wired. There's a drive here to raise money for these charities. They give a lot of time and talent for these charities.
And you know, the thing is, when you volunteer, when you do this charitable work, it's a lot of work. I mean, it is a lot of work. But when it's all said and done, and you find out how much money you raise, it's feeling pretty damn good, isn't it?
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are remarkable keeping this thing going, and it's getting bigger and better than ever. I'm looking forward to it again, folks. Your date's April 13th, also April 14th. That's coming up Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. Buy yourself those raffle tickets, all right? Over $100,000 worth of prizes, including that 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special. I know Paul was eyeballing that, too. Guys, thank you.
One other thing. I know you mentioned some of the sponsors here, but okay. Dennis has done a fantastic job we have the community has really pitched in.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even half the sponsors. And next year, they'll be on this list. We collect now, and then their name's on for a year. But there's a lot missing here.
Okay.
Quite a few missing.
Yeah, sure.
We'll actually have a new poster made here in about a week or so.
Oh, okay.
And all them names will be on it.
Okay, okay.
So next show we'll be able to...
Yeah, and if you get a chance before then, bring us one. We'll make sure we get it in the window. Somebody wants to know, is there still a Prime Steel show? I know they took time off, and I think they came back again. I think they're back.
Yes, yeah, the same weekend. And
oh, it's the same weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Warrior Farter, one of the nicest people you will meet are bikers. And I agree with you, Warrior. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in today. I hope we got it all out there for you.
Thank you, John.
All right, there you go. Folks, don't forget the dates, April 13th and the 14th. Make sure you check it out at the Alaris Center. We'll have these guys back on again coming up in April, probably I think the Wednesday before that show starts. So there you go. Check it out. All right. It is the Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Car and Bike Show 2024. Show today, by the way, brought to you by Redemption Shield.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. Redemptionshield.com. Have you noticed?
All righty, and we are back. Okay, I'm looking at that. They think Dennis is thinking he knows who the band is going to be called the Sundogs, and he says there might be an Elvis impersonator in there too. So there you go. Again, thank you all our sponsors. Thanks to Gail, Scott, and Dennis for all swinging by here today. Let's see. Tomorrow, Dirty Thursday, Amanda Jo Enright back in the studio co-hosting with me. And we're going to have Brad Singh and Darren Ebbevold from River City Speedway talking about a very, very good upcoming schedule at River City Speedway and more. Have a good day, everybody. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? If you hit that notification bell on your smartphone, it dings every time we go on the air. You won't miss a show like today, all right? Hey, we know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.